Today's reading begins in 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 5. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 5. And David and all the house of Israel were celebrating before the Lord with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets and cymbals. And when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him down there because of his error, and he died there beside the ark of God. And David was angry because the Lord had broken out against Uzzah, and that place is called Perez-Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, "How can the ark of the Lord come to me?" So David was not willing to take the ark of the Lord into the city of David. So David took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told King David, "The Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God." So David went and brought the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. And when those who bore the ark of the Lord had gone 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fattened animal. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn. As the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts, and distributed among all the people, the multitude of Israel, both men and women, a cake of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins to each one. Then all the people departed, each to his house. And David returned to bless his household. But Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How the king of Israel honored himself today, uncovering himself today before the eyes of his servants, female servants, as one of the vulgar fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." And David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me above your father and above all his house to appoint me as prince over Israel, the people of the Lord, and I will celebrate before the Lord. I will make myself yet more contemptible than this, and I will be abased in your eyes. But by the female servants of whom you have spoken, by them I shall be held in honor." And Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to that day of her death. Now when the king lived in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his surrounding enemies, the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells in a tent." And Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." But that same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build me a house to dwell in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent for my dwelling. In all the places where I have moved with all the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may dwell in their own place, and be disturbed no more. And violent men shall afflict them no more as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the sons of men. But my steadfast love will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. Your house shall and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." In accordance with all these words and in accordance with all this vision, Nathan spoke to David. So when we left off in yesterday's reading, the ark was being brought to Jerusalem. They had put it on this ox cart, which, as we know, was not the correct way of handling the ark. that was specified how it was to be handled with the rods and the Levites carrying it. And so as they're going along, Uzzah sees that the oxen stumble, and he puts out his hand to steady the ark of God, and he is struck down dead. I think it's important to note that David thought Uzzah did a good thing. He was angry at the Lord for taking his life. Uzzah thought he was doing a good thing. He's protecting the ark by doing so. But all of this came from the fact that it was being carried in an improper way. It does not matter how much men think that they are doing the right thing. If it is not what God commanded, then it's not the right thing, and God will judge them for it. David's anger, though, turns quickly to fear, and he leaves the ark there. And, of course, God blesses the household there where the ark is staying. And David sees this, and he wants Jerusalem to receive those kinds of blessings. And so he starts again. Now, it's not stated here, but in Chronicles we do see stated that they go and carry it the proper way after this point. And you see David very happy about this occasion, and he's celebrating the ark coming to Jerusalem. But Michal, his wife, the daughter of Saul, doesn't care for this much. She despises him over this. I have no idea what this looked like that made her despise him. I suspect that it wasn't just the dancing and celebrating that was the issue. I suspect it was some other things going on, because there's a lot of history with David and Michal. But that's just me kind of interjecting my thoughts, so I'll leave those thoughts to myself rather than share them. But, you know, there's usually more to the story when we start seeing conflict between people. And it states that she never had any children. There has to be some significance to that being shared within the scripture. This may be a punishment against Michal for despising David for celebrating the ark. And then the Lord sends Nathan to David to reiterate that his throne would be established. Now, we know that it's ultimately established through Jesus, but that's not what he's talking about here, because he talks about when he commits iniquity, he will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the sons of men, and such. So he's reassuring David, I think, that he is pleased with him and that things are going to go well, and the throne will carry on through his lineage. That completes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.